Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's somebody that Sid leaned on a lot. We're going to try to get in two guests here that were instrumental in Sid's life for different reasons. Milt Anderson was his driver for years. And I got to know Milt. Milt became a friend of many of us, myself, Dave Lee, Chad obviously knows him very well. And nobody knows more about Sid Hartman on a daily basis than Milt, who drove him faithfully for a few years. Milt, it's a sad day for us, but I want to get in a couple more good stories here about Sid, the Sid that maybe not everybody saw. You and he had one heck of a relationship, and he used to... I remember going down to Mankato with you two one day to training camp, and Sid's theory was, if you were having fun doing something, you being Milt, as his driver, he should probably not have to pay you, or he should pay you a discounted rate because you're enjoying your job. Am I correct?
Yes, indeed, many times.
And we're sitting at the pizza place there in Mankato, and I'm sitting next to Dan Bastian, who is an unbelievable business fame with his popcorn business.
Sid and I were getting along. He'd introduce me as Milt, my good friend.
Yes.
If we weren't getting along, he'd say, "This is Milt, my driver." I got a regret for myself that I never, ever kept a daily diary.
Yeah, me too. I know. We all say that. Because Milt, people wouldn't believe it, would they?
No. Sid and I had some good times. I met a lot of good people, including you and Dave Lee, through Sid that I'd never, ever meet if I hadn't known Sid and worked with him. I was thinking the other day when Sid's boat, I run his boat on the St. Croix and the Minnetonka for him, too, and he had a big boat out there. Well, he had trouble with his boat, but he wanted to go out. So I says, "Why don't you come over down to the St. Croix, and we'll go out on my boat, my wife's in my boat, of course." Yeah. And we went out to dinner and come back, and Bev had some cake with strawberries and ice cream on it for dessert. Well, Sid finished his first piece. Then he was wondering if there was any more. So my wife fixed him another piece, and he ate that up. And it was time for him to go. So I walked him up to his car up in the parking lot. And he backs out, and I start down the ramp. And pretty soon I hear this horn honking. And Sid's back in his car up, and he says, "Milt, is there another piece I could take home with me?"
And that is absolutely the truth. One time, my wife and I were on the St. Croix with him. He wanted to take us on a boat ride, and we got to the pontoon, and he hadn't been on it for a while, and he throws my wife a rag and a cleaning bottle and says, "Can you wipe this thing up for us?"
Yeah, Sid was a character. He was a good man, and like I say, I'm going to miss him tremendously.
And you guys had some Donnybrooks. I say that one day at the pizza place, I'm with Dan Bastian, who invented Angie's Kettle Corn. He and his wife, and I was with you two, but he's there, and we're talking. And while we're talking, this thing's escalating. He's looking over there going, "What's going on over there?" I said, "That's just Sid and Milt arguing about how much he's going to get paid today."
Yep. Oh, that went on forever. He wanted, "Give me a deal. Give me a deal." But no, Sid always took good care of me, and I did my best to try to take good care of him.
Just think how your life changed, though, in those few years, and all you saw that you didn't know was in this world, right?
Yep. Yep. what else? There was something else I was going to say about Sid. Many times in his later years when I'd be driving around, he'd say, Milt, he says, don't be surprised now when I die if I give you a call and say, hey, come and pick me up. We got to go over here and we got to go over there. So I've been waiting for a phone call from Sid.
Well, Milt, I just wanted to make sure people saw there's another side to him. And you too could. You did not back down from him, which I always admired. But at the end of the day, you guys would still smile at each other and loved each other. Yeah. And that was pretty cool.
He would get on me at times, and he'd call me the ornery Swede when we wouldn't get along. and I'd get right up in his face, and I'd say, Sid, enough of your BS. I demand more respect than that. And he'd say, oh, Milt, he says, I'm 90 or whatever it was. Love you a whole lot, Milt. I'm sorry.
Yep, that was it.
Next hour, it'd start all over again.
It'd start all over again next day. I mean, that's what made you so special and so unique. Milt, thank you so much for giving us some stories about the other side of Sid.
Oh, I've got so many stories. We could go on for hours.
And one day we will. We'll get together and we will, because that's overdue. When this COVID thing gets over, there's got to be a round table where we all sit around for about 3 days, you know.
I want to take you guys up. We're going to go to Buenos Aires. Have you got a quick second?
Real quick.
Sid would always brag about this Italian restaurant down by the U. His birthday, I took him and Bob Hagen up to Buenos Aires.
Yep.
And the owner there takes good care of me, and he set out these free of charge roasted shrimp. They were the size of small lobster tail. You should have seen Sid gobble those. Oh, man. And I had one left on my plate. He says, you can eat that, Milt? And I says, yeah, right I am. But after that, he said, that is the best Italian place I've ever been to.
No.
Yeah.
Milt, I got to let you go, but thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Oh,
thank you for keeping me in mind, too, Mike.
You bet. You're a big part of all of our lives, and we appreciate you, buddy. Milt Anderson, nice enough to join us. But Vestios was good. And I remember one time Sid and I and Dark Star ate there. At the end of the meal, Sid's turn to pay, and they said, you know what, this one's on the house. And Dark and I were walking out, and we were peeking and looking back. Sid got up, and he was trying to figure out how much of a tip to leave on something they didn't charge us. And we must have had $50 worth of food. He pulled out a $1 bill, a $2 bill, and you could see he was debating the third one. And Dark says, put that blankety-blank dollar bill, add a 10 in there, and let's get out of here. Whoa, it was free after all. Away we went. Not many people, you know, when you have Sid Hartman and you cover the gamut. I mean, we cover the gamut. We have a driver on, Milt Anderson. Let's bring in his urologist. How about that? Dr. Bill Utes and his father of the Mayo Clinic fame, and Dr. Bill here in town, were instrumental in working with Sid over the years, and just a number of different things, and he joins us now. Dr. Bill, thank you so much for giving us some time. I know that this day is tough on you and now you're the whole Mayo Clinic family that knew Sid so well.
Well, Maxie, it's great to hear your voice. You know, actually, I picked you up in Watertown. I'm driving back, Maxie, the opener, you know, Pheasant.
Yes, how'd you do it?
So I'm driving back, and I'm listening to hearing you know, the whole CCO listening to the stories about Sid. And you're right, I think it'd be more than 3 days for her to tell the stories. But let me just drop in on a couple of them. So, I'm coming back from South Dakota pheasant hunting, and I grew up in Rochester. And my dad took care of Sid since I was a little boy. I've known Sid since I was 5 years old. And about 4 or 5 years ago, you know, there's some people, you know, questioning, some of my neighbors who know him and friends. And God, you know, his heart, his memory is, it's kind of, you know, and I go, well, hey, he's 94, 95. Why don't you cut him a break?
Yeah.
So he come into the office next time, Max, and I said, hey, Sid, do you remember when you come over to the house for dinner? He goes, yeah, your mother would cook those South Dakota pheasants. I said, that's right, Sid. Do you remember the address? Now, this is back in 1978, 79, when my parents, you know, lived in the house. And
you mean that's when he went to Rochester, but this was a few years ago that you were talking to him, yeah.
Yeah, in Rochester, Minnesota. So 35, 40 years go by. Sid hasn't been to the house. I said, and he'd drive to the house himself. I said, Sid, do you remember the address? Do you remember where we lived? Thinking that, you know, if he knew the part of town.
Yeah.
He goes, 909 8th Street, Southwest.
Isn't that something?
Well, I couldn't believe it. So anytime I, you know, people would say that, you know, I tell them that story. I said, there's nothing wrong with his memory. Let me tell you, I that's amazing. And I'll tell you one other story real quick. It's sort of a specialty story. So my father-in-law is out at the 2009 PGA Championship out at Hazeltine. He's a member, Roger Paul. He's a member. And Roger's with some friends, and he bumps into Sid. And he mentions that, you know, Bill Yutes is my son-in-law. And he goes, you know, Roger, he's the finest proctologist there is in the Twin Cities. Well, there, you know, there's a little difference between urologist and proctologist.
Yeah, you got to move around there a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a different orifice, but, you know, and so now I hear that joke every year during the holidays. And, you know, it's funny, the first couple, 3 years.
Yeah, I hear you. Likes that one, though. The father-in-law will never forget that one, right?
Oh, it's a classic. But though, I'm going to leave you with this one because this one was really this one stunned me. But 3-4 years ago, I'm at the Crosstown Deli
Over in Hopkins Crossroads. You bet. Kevin over there,
You know that. Yeah. And I'm in there with Sid and Dr. Rick Niemer. And we have dinner, and we had a nice dinner, and then we go to leave. And, you know, Sid's goodbyes are usually pretty quick.
Yep.
So we say goodbye, and I look at him. I say, all right, goodbye, Sid. We'll see you later. And he looks at me funny, and I said, we're outside in the parking lot, and he kind of motions for me to come closer, and I walked over to him. I said, Sid, is everything all right? He looks at me and he gives me a big bear hug, and he whispers in my ear. He says, I love you. I tell you, Max, I went home and just was blown away by that affection, and you know that's a side of Sid that maybe some people didn't see that often, but it was in there.
It was in there.
He is a beautiful man. I got to tell you, what a privilege I was to know him all these years. And I really appreciate what you're doing, Maxie. This Twin Cities is really enjoying this.
I appreciate you, Dr. Yutes. Thank you so much for giving us a story on the other side, so to speak, of Sid. Yeah. But we appreciate it very much. And send me a pheasant since I might not get out for a couple weeks, okay?
All the best, Maxie.
You bet. Dr. Bill Yutes and his father instrumental in Sid's life. Linda's construction time is 2:56. Time to call for a free attic insulation inspection. This has been quite a 24 hours since we got the news that Sid Hartman had passed. And I don't care how old somebody is, you're still not ready for it because you know you're never going to see him again. And I so look forward for the majority of my career just running into him, you know, because I knew it was going to be entertaining and it was going to be funny and he was going to be mad at me and he was going to be happy with me. But I was going to come away from it just energized and entertained and so thankful that I got to work alongside Sid Hartman. And even when I wasn't working alongside him, just to be around him and all those dinners and all those coffees and all those car rides, they were so priceless and so interesting and so educational. But he cared so deeply about everything that he did, his friends, his enemies, and everything in between. And I invite you again, look at my Facebook page, because we've got this half-hour documentary that we did on him a few years ago, Brian Dellis and I, for Life to the Max, and it really is special. Because we talked to all, we went out to California, we interviewed John Wooden and Pete Carroll and Bobby Knight and Lou Holtz. I mean, everybody's on there, Bud Grant. But it also, he talks about his life growing up. And to this day, I've always thought that what kept him going was the thought that he never, ever wanted anybody to perceive him as the high school dropout from North. You know, he didn't play sports, he didn't do well in school. And I think when he got a taste of what it was like to be special, to get public adoration, I think that meant so much to him because he kept seeing himself as somebody else, the kid that probably didn't think he'd amount to much. Man, did he. Man, did he. Thank you, Sid. Thank you, Sid. Thank you, Sid. We'll continue our coverage. Eric Eskel, some very special guests as well. WCCO. The home of Sid Hartman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.